Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art is holding its inaugural student instructor art exhibition this weekend, opening Friday with a reception from 5 to 9 p.m. Academy founder Jeffrey T. Larson and his son Brock have refurbished the old St. Peter Church on 3rd West in Duluth as their first students wrap up a year of studies. They're pleased to share their work with the public. Joining me is founder, instructor, and professional painter Jeffrey T. Larson. How exciting is this opening?
Yeah, well, you're right. I've been a professional painter for about 30 years. I was very blessed to have attended, right out of high school, Atelier Lac, which is a classical-based apprenticeship. At that time, maybe one of seven left in the world where the knowledge and studio craftsmanship had been handed down from teacher to student. Really, we can trace it back about 300-400 years, back to Boston, through the French academies, to the time of Napoleon, and before that. So I had a wonderful training, which created the foundation to allow me to have a professional career doing what I love. And my son has followed in my footsteps. He went through the same training, and together we thought we wanted to create an entity that would give back to what we got.
So this is really carrying forward quite a tradition.
It really is. There's maybe a dozen schools like it in the world right now. There's a couple in Florence, one or two in New York, one in San Francisco, one in Russia, one in Sweden. They're spread out. The knowledge and, like I said, the craftsmanship of how you depict nature and paint a painting was almost lost. And so for us, it's really exciting to create a foothold here in Duluth to spread the knowledge out.
The Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art is having a student-faculty show. So what does that mean, and what is that going to look like?
That means that this year went really fast, if we're already coming up to that. In conjunction with that, in a sense, it's kind of our grand opening, too. When we had our fall opening, most of the school was still under heavy construction. It was just past the demo stage. And for the people that have followed our progress, who were part of the congregation of St. Peter's or part of the fight to save the church, I think it'll be really nice for them to come and see where the building's gone. And then with that said, for our purposes, it's become the perfect studio school situation. And so we have our first students. We have six students. Each year we'll take five because we want a full four-year curriculum of about 20. And they're finishing up their first year and have made really incredible progress. We're very excited to see what's happening.
How does it feel really turning around your career and saying, I'm just ready to give back?
You know, it's really nice. I've been more than fortunate with my career, and you don't go into this to make money. You assume you're going to be a starving artist all your life, and I did that for a few years, and it's only fun for a few months, and then after that, you figure things out. And so I've been very fortunate to be able to make a good living at what I love, and I'm at the time of life where I can either sail into the sunset and continue on, or I guess give back. I mean, it really feels wonderful to be able to mentor to these young people because I was the benefit of Richard Lack doing that for me. And so it feels like I'm coming full circle.
Well, we look forward to many years of great art coming out of the Great Lakes Academy.
I think people are going to be amazed. Much like a Juilliard School of Music, where they're just taught the craft, beginning with how to play, say, the violin, and how to read music, and how to play it so well that you don't even have to think anymore about moving your fingers or doing anything conscientious. And then that's when the music can flow to its fullest expression. And so we really aren't about art per se, but really the craft of making art. And the neat thing about that, people don't realize, it's learnable. It's teachable. You can teach anybody, imagine, to play an instrument or to play a sport. They may not be the greatest ever, but really, with a good coach, you can get them very confident. It's the same in art.
Professional painter and founder of the Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art, Jeffrey T. Larson, joining us on Radio Gallery. The Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art has their exhibition opening Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. on May 26th in West Duluth. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.